You are listening to Hillary Topper On Air, the small business podcast to help you grow both personally and professionally. And now, here's your host, Hillary Topper.
I receive great personal and professional satisfaction from helping families achieve their objectives, protect their assets, and cope during times of family crisis. I am also proud of the fact that we have become one of the most respected elder law, special needs, and estate planning firms in the country. Every day offers me an opportunity to use my experience and knowledge to help families during difficult times. This was a quote from Maria Lena Puma, who is a partner at the Russo Law Group. And my name is Hillary Topper, and this is Hillary Topper On Air. Today, I am speaking with Maria Lena. And first off, you know, welcome to the show, Maria Lena. And tell our listeners a little bit about your background, about the Russo Law Group, and also what inspired you to write that quote?
Okay. Well, hello, Hillary, and it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. Well, there's so much to say to answer that that question that you just said. But for starters, we're Russo Law Group is an estate planning, elder law, and special needs law firm. So we're located on Long Island, and we also have many clients in the New York City area as well. We have several office locations, and we provide services to clients from estate planning, elder law, special needs, trust and estate administration, guardianships, Medicaid, real estate, really the whole gamut. All of these services kind of work together. It's like a puzzle. And sometimes, you know, you may start working with a client on one piece and then another piece comes in and you have to put them all together to get the ultimate, you know, resolution, you know. And we like to see ourselves as problem solvers because often our clients come in crisis with a problem. And we kind of put together all the pieces in this puzzle to help them, to guide them, to resolve that issue and move forward. So those are the many practice areas that we have. I've been here at the firm over 32 years, and I've been a partner of Vincent Russo's for 25 of those years. So I guess in and of itself, I can say that this was my first and only job as an attorney since I graduated law school, and I worked here while I was in law school as well. So, you know, why do I say that quote? Well, that's the reason why I've been here this whole time. It's because, you know, there's just such a good feeling when you have clients in need and you know that you can help them and that you can give them some peace of mind and that you can create relationships with them. A lot of our clients, or many of our clients, you know, are long-term clients, and we've worked with them. We've worked with their children. We've worked with their grandchildren, and we become part of their family, and they become part of our family. And I think that's what makes us different. We're not transactional. You know, we create these long-standing relationships, and because during the course of people's lives, they will have different needs, or people in their families will have different needs that we can help with. So let's see, what other parts of the question did I miss?
I think you picked it up pretty well. Thank you.
I will tell you one other thing, if you don't mind. I got very, very fortunate, and I will even say blessed, that I ended up in this area, because it was just a really stroke of luck that I ended up here. Vincent was recommended to me by a judge for whom I was doing an internship. And he said to me, "What are you doing for the summer?" And I said, "Well, you know, I'm looking at this, that, and the other thing." And he said, "Well, I know somebody who has created a firm in this new practice area. Would you be interested in it?" And when I met with Vince, and I said, "Sure," I met with Vincent and I was hooked, you know, and I started working with people who had some issues in terms of the management of their own person and their property. So at the time, it was called committeeships and conservatorships, which are now guardianships. So that's really where I started. And it's kind of gone through along the way. And I probably should mention that where my focus is in the firm, my main focus is trust and estate administration. And that is really working with families after the loss of a loved one. And that takes a lot of compassion, a lot of understanding, a lot of handholding, because often we have, you know, widows who weren't involved in the finances because their husbands were handling it. And there's sometimes adult children with disabilities and all kinds of things that have to happen. So, and I just absolutely love working with my clients, and helping them through that and guiding them. So, that's what
I
did.
You're just such an empathetic person. So I could just see how caring you are with them. And that's awesome. So you said that you focus on trust and estate administration. Can you give us a little example of something that you've worked on recently?
Sure. I mean, just a couple of different ideas of what I've had. So in one case, most recently, I'm dealing with the surviving spouse, whose husband really handled all the finances. And it has been a struggle, not only going through the grieving process, but for her, it has become very overwhelming to try to understand where the monies are, how the bills get paid. And, you know, it's very difficult. And then you add on top of that, the fact that they have two children who are adults with special needs. So I am personally working with her to kind of get her on the right track. And then of course there's all the probate issues and the estate and trust administration issues and things like that. But right now, before we even get to that, we're just trying to locate the assets, locate the bills, figure out what we need to do. So that is, you know, one thing that we're doing, you know, that I find myself in. Another time it's, you know, or ideas are family disputes, you know, parent left a will or a trust disposing of his or her assets in certain ways, which may not always be equal and it may be in protective ways for some other children, like in a supplemental needs trust for their protection. And really the, you know, family dynamics and really trying to smooth things over without going into litigation and trying to come up to some kind of family settlement. So we have those kinds of cases. No two cases are alike. Every case is unique. You know, I have another case where we're representing a beneficiary of an estate, kind of on the other side, to make sure that that person as a beneficiary is receiving what he's entitled to under the will and the trust, right? Just to make sure that things are being done, you know, on that way. So, you know, we'll be on one side of the table representing the fiduciary, like the executor or trust, or we could be on the other side of the table representing the beneficiary to make sure he or she is receiving what, you know, what he or she's entitled to. So those are just some, I mean, I could go on.
Yeah, there are so many. I mean, just from listening to my friends talk about what they're going through, I can just imagine the amounts of different cases that you guys come up with. So now you've said you've been with the firm for over 25 years. Is that correct?
I've been a partner for 25 years. I've been with the firm for over 32 years. Over
amazing.
30 years.
Yeah, that's amazing. That definitely says something for the firm.
It says everything. You know, I found my home. I, you know, met Vincent was the first person I've ever met with, you know, at the firm. He interviewed me and you can just tell what a special person he is and a special attorney that he is. And I wanted to be part of it. I mean, we're really a family here. We're not the typical law firm. The way we work together, we call ourselves Team Russo because we are a team. And I know that can sound kind of, you know, corny or whatever, but it's the truth. And that's how we work. And we really act like a family here and we treat our clients like family. And, you know, that is how we do our best work. And that's how we provide quality legal services to our clients.
I love that. So let me ask you a question. Let's deep dive for a moment.
Okay.
So you're 22 years old, you graduate or 24, whatever it was when you graduated from law school. And did you think you were going to practice elder law and estate planning when you went to law school?
No, I mean, I didn't think that I wasn't. I loved the courses that I did take in law school. I did at the time, Surrogate Radigan at the time in Nassau County had been my professor, as well as some other prominent, you know, surrogates and teeny practitioners. I really liked the area. At the time, though, I really wasn't looking at that as my practice area. I was looking at other things like labor and employment law, and also some, you know, possibly like working as an assistant district attorney in Queens County, you know, like different things like that. But I will tell you, after my first summer at, you know, at the firm and being exposed to what I could do to help people, it really just changed me. And then when Vincent offered me a job as an attorney upon graduation, I knew this is what I needed to do.
Now, Vincent has a great reputation in the community. He does so much. Can you talk about what it's like to work with Vincent and your other partners? You know, like you've said before that you guys feel like you're a family, but can you expand a little bit on that?
Sure. Well, I call Vincent the Energizer Bunny because he just does it. And he knows I call him that. He just, I just don't understand it, but he just keeps going and going and going and he doesn't stop. And Hillary, you know him. So it's just amazing where he gets that energy from is just mind boggling. But I know where he gets it from. He gets it from his heart, and everything he does with heart. I mean, and there's just so much, you know, he's been my mentor over all these years. So everything that I've learned from him. And it doesn't just mean the legal part of it, but it's the community, what we do in the community, the outreach that we have and the programs that we're involved in and the fundraisers and the charities and the things like that. I mean, you know, we always say you lead by example, and that's how he leads, by example. And that's how we've all learned. So all of our partners are very much involved in community outreach and things like that. So it's just everybody aspires to be like him and we try our best.
I love it. I just love it. Now talk to me about that. You have an Alzheimer's and dementia group, right? That you run. Can you talk a little bit about that and what the purpose is?
Yeah. So I'm glad you asked this. So there's an organization called the Alzheimer's Disease Resource Center, and they're actually located in East Islip. They had been in Bayshore, but they recently moved last summer. And they're a not-for-profit that provides free services to those suffering with Alzheimer's and dementia and their families. And they have a support group program, and they asked us, I don't know how many years ago, maybe probably a little bit more than five, if we would be willing to support a support group, you know, run a support group. So I went through the training, and ever since then, we have offered this service where we meet once a month, and we have two components. We have a resource component and like a support group, the traditional type of component to it. Pre-COVID, we, you know, it was wonderful because we would have it over lunch. We would do the resource first, then we would have the lunch and everybody became, you know, supporting each other, talking and, oh, I had this problem. Or, you know, one woman at the time was talking about her husband shouldn't be driving. And another person explained how she took care of that issue with her husband. And, you know, and it was wonderful. They were exchanging phone numbers and emails. And it really was working as a support group. Post-COVID, it's been a little more difficult because we haven't been able to go back to in-person yet, although we're going to hopefully do that shortly. But it's just amazing. It's just wonderful to help people like that and just to bring in resources from the community that could help them. I mean, we even had, unfortunately, some members of the support group who actually lost their loved ones, and they continued coming for several months afterwards because, you know, everybody missed them and everybody, you know, really wanted to help, you know, those people through their parts. And then we've also had people who then lost and then brought kind of went out into the community and had met other people with Alzheimer's and dementia caregiver issues, and they brought them into the support group as well. So, I mean, it's just really, it's just wonderful. And, you know, just to be a resource and to be able to, you know, be a respite spot, because sometimes that once a month for the 2 hours is the only time that caregiver gets out of the house, you know, and it's just time just to maybe learn something, maybe eat something, relax, and maybe make a friend, right? You know, just so it's really nice. It's really
awesome. Nice. It's great that you guys do that. And it's a great group. I went to it one time. My dad had dementia and Alzheimer, and it was definitely helpful. So if anybody out there has an issue with, you know, a family member with Alzheimer or dementia, definitely reach out to the Russo Law Group, and they have this program that's awesome. So Maria Elena, let's talk about what you like to do during your free time. Now, it sounds like you are working all the time. So tell me, what are some of the things that you like to do just for you?
That is like the most difficult question you've asked me so far for the exact reason that you said. I'm working constantly, but what do I like to do? I mean, family, you know, family at work, family at home. That's to me what it's all about. Community outreach at home and, you know, at work. I'm involved in my community. I'm involved with my church. I'm involved with the Teresa Foundation. So, I mean, that's what I do in my free time. You know, just family, being a mom, you know, just the typical types of things. I don't do anything crazy or, you know, I don't really have a hobby. I like to cook. I like, you know, that kind of, but, you know, just really just being with my family is what I love most.
I love that. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing. And finally, can you let people know how to get in touch with you and learn more about the Russo Law Group?
Oh, absolutely. Well, we have a website as well. So I'm just trying to, so it's, you got me there. I just want to make sure I say it exactly. So it's www.vjrussolaw.com. Okay. So www.vjrussolaw.com. And our phone number is 516-683-1717. And we have a wonderful receptionist who answers that call. Her name is Rosanna. Everybody loves her. So just tell Rosanna what you need, and she will get you to the right person.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Maria Elena. I really appreciate your time and being on the show. I also want to thank our sponsors. We've got the Pagalis Law Group, which is a law firm representing plaintiffs in medical malpractice action. For more information, visit PagalisLawGroup.com, and also the Russo Law Group, PC, Long Island's signature elder law, special needs, and estate planning law firm. For additional information, again, the website is vjrussolaw.com. Again, it's vjrussolaw.com. And last but not least, I want to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. If you want more information on this show or any other show, visit our website at hillarytopper.com, or you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, you name it, we're out there. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.